Hillary Clinton criticizes Trump campaign over coronavirus waiver, shouldn't be holding rallies. By Hannah Blow on June 13, 2020. Hillary Clinton criticized the Trump campaign for its coronavirus disclaimer to attendees, suggesting the president shouldn't be holding any rallies. If your rallies come with a liability waiver, you shouldn't be holding them, Clinton said in response to the news of the Trump campaign having attendees of the upcoming rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, acknowledge a disclaimer assuming all risks related to the Chinese coronavirus. The disclaimer reads, "By clicking register below, you are acknowledging that an inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where people are present. By attending the rally, you and any guests voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 and agree not to hold Donald J. Trump for President Incorporated, Box Center, ASM Global, or any of their affiliates, directors, officers, employees, agents, contractors, or volunteers liable for any illness or injury." Trump has been on the receiving end of criticism due to his decision to resume his iconic MAGA rallies following a months-long pause because of the coronavirus pandemic. He and the GOP have also received criticism for moving the celebration of his nomination to Jacksonville, Florida, after officials in North Carolina failed to guarantee that the celebratory event could proceed in Charlotte as planned due to coronavirus-related concerns. Trump wants 15,000 delegates cheering him at his GOP convention in Florida. No social distancing. His rejection of medical advice endangers not only those there but those they come in contact with, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, said of the decision, just days after praising hordes of protesters who have taken to the streets. Similarly, Clinton has failed to direct criticism toward the throngs of protesters taking to the streets, nor has she explicitly accused them of putting other people in danger of contracting the coronavirus. Rather, the failed Trump challenger has denounced the president for taking action to quell violent protests, some of which have been overrun by lawless rioters. U.S. Park Police, USPP, in a June 2 statement quashed many of the dominant narratives over the circumstances of removing protesters from the area that Monday evening. USPP explained that violent protesters on H Street and W began throwing projectiles including bricks, frozen water bottles and caustic liquids just after 6:30 p.m. Additionally, intelligence had revealed calls for violence against the police, and officers found caches of glass bottles, baseball bats and metal poles hidden along the street. USPP clarified that neither they nor other assisting law enforcement partners used tear gas or OC Scott shells to clear the area.